Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started.
Do these four key things to be able to close more sales. Now, when it comes to sales, there is a huge amount of information out there. And one of the problems that I see with so many fitness coaches is you are taking the main advice around objection handling. The whole idea with objection handling is that you have a conversation with your prospect, you tell them what the program is, you tell them what the price is, and then you're handled this barrage of objections. I just don't know if I've got the time. My parents, my partner's not supportive of me. I'm struggling for the financial sides. And you end up having this list and script of objection handles. Now, having been involved in personal development, psychology, and human behavior for 24 years now as a professional coach, I know that as soon as you get to the end of a call with a prospect about their health and their body, and you start to challenge them with objection handling, or you start to, at the end, try and change their perspective on something that they believe very strongly to be true, when you've got 10 minutes left of a call, it ends up very challenging. People then start snipping sales, they start to go into themselves, and they start to give you whatever excuse that they can to get off the call. And you'll know exactly what I mean. It's that time where you feel uncomfortable, you feel like you're pushing somebody, you feel like they're resisting you. It doesn't really need to be that way. You see, when I'm doing sales, I'm constantly listening, asking questions, and helping somebody to see a different perspective of the way they see the world today. So I'm going to take you through four key areas which we need to question, and then we need to give somebody an alternative perspective. And when they have changed their perspective, we need to ask them if they now see the difference in what we've been talking about. So I know that as we get closer and closer towards presenting the program, presenting the price, and getting to the point where they hopefully say yes, they're not going to be able to use these objections. Or if they try to, I've already addressed them, covered them earlier on in the sales call. This for me is called the perception breaking method, where earlier on in the call, I identify where they may have a polarized view on a particular aspect of their life. In coaching, doesn't matter. For me, coaching, I had to do my best to change somebody's perspective to see something a particular way so that they would follow the guidance that I was giving them. When you are writing your content and copywriting is persuasion. I'm using very cleverly crafted questions and having a very cleverly framed conversation to help somebody see a different perspective of the way they see the world so they ultimately say yes at the end of the call. But here's the deal. The reason I'm doing this is because the person coming on the call has actually given up their time to talk to me, which means they want something. And if they want something, the reason why they're not going to say yes to that something is because an emotion of something to do with the past or a future that they have not aligned and seen to be true. So my job is to help them to see the difference. So I want to go through four key areas that I want you to try and address. Now, these four areas, when you think about objection handling, you'll deal with them at the end of the call. But the first thing we want to look at is doubt. Doubt in themselves. This happens so frequently when you're on calls, fitness, or even when we're doing business consults for sales to come into our coaching programs. You see, you'll have doubt in yourself. When you're talking to your prospects and your potential clients, they'll have doubt in themselves. How do you actually find out if doubt exists? A very simple question. How do you feel about your ability to achieve the results that you've said? I know it's not going to be easy. Do you mind if I ask you why you feel that? Well, I know there's going to be a lot that I need to do. Okay, and what is your greatest concern? Now, as I'm going to talk to you about in a minute, it might be time, but I am asking them what they perceive to be the reason why they doubt themselves. So then I pick a polarized time in their life. Okay, so you doubt in yourself that it's possible. Talk to me about a previous experience in your life where you doubted yourself but achieved something. They said, wow, okay, so I went to university. That was probably one of the biggest challenges of my life. Okay. Talk to me about the emotion you're feeling relative to the emotion that you're feeling right now, because doubt will be the same. It'll either be heightened and heightened or it will just be the same as it was at university.
Wow. Now you've got me thinking.
Yeah, right at the beginning of university, I felt exactly the same as I do now. And how did university go? I got a 2-1. What did the 2-1 allow you to do? It allowed me to go on to be able to qualify and get a job with X firm.
Great.
So would you agree that when you have doubt in certain times in your life, you've lent into that doubt?
Yes.
Great. So in this situation right now, just so I can understand it, is the doubt there reminding you that you've been successful before, so there's no reason why you can't be successful now?
Yeah.
So would we believe that doubt is a good thing?
Doubt is a great thing.
Love that.
Will doubt right now stand in the way of you being able to achieve what you want to achieve?
No.
Then I would make a note. Doubt. Tick. Because we've allowed them to see a slightly different perspective. So doubt, in my mind, from that, would be a point where I go, great, I've handled doubt early on. Now, there are many different situations. I'm giving you a kind of, you know, an overview of how I would see that situation, but you can see how helping somebody change their perspective is key. Then I look at fear. Oftentimes, the frightened of what lies ahead. And on a call, you can say, oh my God, my program's going to be like this. My program's going to be like that. This is what we're going to get you. And you stretch where they can see themselves getting by telling them so much about how wonderful your program is, and they create fear. And then I stop and I say, can I ask you, how do you feel about actually going ahead and achieving this result? Does it inspire you, energize? Is there any fear or doubt in your mind? I'm worried. Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried if I'm going to be able to do it. And I say, do what? Do we have a realistic goal, or do we have an elevated goal because of what other people have? Let's talk about what you want to achieve. I want to understand your perspective on your goal. And then they start to get very, very clear on what it is they want to achieve. And I say, so now we've lowered the goal to something that's more realistic. How do you feel about that? Do you doubt your ability to get there? Because I feel what we've been talking about is stretching it to something that, because other people have it, you want it. But would it not make sense for us to actually go to something that's more achievable to start with? I didn't think of it like that. Brilliant. So now we have a change in perspective based around fear. So while we're having a lovely conversation, I'm saying, is it okay if I just look at this slightly differently? And whenever I look at things slightly differently and I give them a perspective and that person turns around and said, I haven't thought of it like that, then I'm in a position to say, great. So fear really isn't going to be something that's going to stand in our way of success. No, fear, tick, done. Now we look at time. Very similarly with time is somebody may have a very, very hectic life. And in their perspective, they may think it's going to take 5 days a week to get in shape. Now, understandably, if you're going to get in physique shape and do a transformation in 12 weeks, something has to change. But if it's somebody wanting to lose weight, somebody actually looking at their week with them and saying, look, just curious, you've mentioned you're a lawyer, you mentioned you travel a lot. Can we talk about time? Because I guarantee at some point during this call, there's going to be a part of your brain that says, I just can't do this. I can't fit this in. You've come on the call because you want the goal, but we haven't really addressed how we're actually going to make this happen. So what is your perspective around time? That's where I struggle. Well, here's the thing. If you're going to get to the end of a call and somebody in their own head is thinking time is going to be a limitation, then they're going to say no. They'll say no because if something makes your life more complicated than simple, someone's going to say no. So I say, okay, can we look at your goal over the next 3 months? Like, what time do you have available in the week? Well, I always have like 3-45 minute slots I can do in the morning, but I know I'm going to need to do more. You're not going to need to do more. That really helps me to understand, like, where can we fit these in? Oh, I thought I was going to have to do 5. Well, it's great that I've asked you this question because your perspective now is that it doesn't need to be what you think it needs to be. So if we were able to do it in slightly less time frame, would you be able to commit to this? Absolutely, 100%. Amazing. So I'm glad I spoke to you about this because time obviously is something that we need if we're going to get you to where you want to be. I'm glad that we can actually accommodate this. And with time, you know, do you find the food elements a challenge for you? I don't know how I'm going to cook the food. Great. Well, were you aware that like where you're based right now, I have a great connection of somebody that can help put the food together. If that's something that you're all over, I love delivering food. Great. Well, there's somebody that could put all the food together. Amazing. Perspective shifted. So we've got doubt, fear, and time. Three areas that when you're going through sales calls, the whole idea is just having a nice conversation. And then we look at cost or support. You see, a lot of people will say, I haven't really got the support of my partner. And I will go, and they will use this right at the end of the call. I just need to speak to my partner. And earlier on in the call, one of the simplest things, which actually negates the financial issues, because they'll use this to see if they can get permission. And I say earlier on, I love the fact that you're so clear of what you want to achieve. You know, we've looked at your doubt and your fear, and so pleased I've been able to help you with that perspective. But when it comes to your partner, you see, in order for you to get these goals, like I always talk to people about what the relationship is with your other half and how much support is there for what you're about to embark on. Is this something you're going to do together? Is it something you talk about? Are they aware that you're on a call with me? And this gives the person the opportunity to turn around to you and say, absolutely, we talk about this all the time. In fact, just before this call, we spoke about this. And what is the support structure like? Oh, they're actually going to do this with me. Amazing. I don't really talk to my partner. This goal is purely for me. Great. So when you actually find these things out by having quality questions, you write down, partner very supportive, partner not supportive, doing it for myself. Now let's fast forward towards the end of the call. You've asked them at any given point, so the doubt that we originally had, I'm right, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is that now? Like 1, there's no doubt in my mind. On a scale of 1 to 10, the fear you have of the goal that you have ahead of yourself now that we've lowered it to a more manageable level, how do you feel? Easy. The time that you thought you didn't have, 1, I know I can fit it in. The support that you have from your partner, it's great that we know that's there. Now, you don't have to be as clinical as just go bop, 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 but you intertwine that and flow into a very effortless conversation. What you're doing is you're changing someone's perspective. Doubt, fear, time, and support are 4 key ones here. Now, let me tell you this, because when it comes to financials as well, if they don't doubt themselves, if they do not have any fear that it's going to work, if they do have the time and they have the support from their partner, or they don't need the support from their partner, they're basically collapsing 4 reasons why they're going to tell you they don't have the money. And the reason why people do not spend money is they spend their money based upon the thing that they value the highest to the thing that they value the least. This is so important for you to understand. If you're going through a call and somebody has doubt, there's a barrier to doing something they want to do. Fear, lack of time, and lack of support. They will start subjecting themselves to the perceptions that they have, and in doing so, will lower the necessity to achieve their goal. If during the call you inspire them, energize them, and help them to change their perspective, it will put them in a buying state where they can see clearly their highest value, which is one of the highest values would be their health, wellness, and being in the best shape of their life, and how that complements everything that they're doing for their future self. Now, when you get to the end of the call, you've got your notepad and you've made your notes down by the side of you, and you present the product, how they can achieve the result, and then you present the price and you say it's going to be 800, 900 pounds. How do you want to pay? And they say to you, do you know what? I just don't know. And I say, do you don't know about the price, or is it something else? Price is something I could do. I'm just worried about the time. And then I go, cool. Well, do you remember 10 minutes ago we talked about the time? Maybe you've forgotten that. Maybe there's something that you haven't mentioned to me. Or we could just reverse back to something that's already been discussed and just delve a little bit deep. I don't know. Is it the cost, or is it something else? No, cost is fine. So great. We move cost to one side. There's some doubt in your mind. There is doubt. We revisit what we've just done on doubt. And they go, but there's something else. And then we address that. We talk about it. So we're constantly circling back over the conversation we've already had. When you get to the end and you present the price and they actually just resist and then give you all these blocks, and then you go in with objection handling because you've learned them on a course or YouTube video or whatever, you're just going to end up resisting them. When you do it this way, you've got the ammo from the call. You go, if you don't mind me mentioning this, bearing in mind for this 15 minutes ago, we covered this topic and this is what you said and your perspective was this, they're like, I know. So therefore, if that's not a problem, what is it? Is there something else? And gives us an opportunity to address them. So you have to do these 4 things. You have to look at doubt, fear, time, and support, and intertwine them within your conversational skills and the quality of the questions you ask if you want to close more sales and not be sitting there scripting, objection handling, putting people off your product program, and not signing up new clients. I hope, as always, you found this of value. Sales is a skill. Sales is a skill that you need to master. And in the early days of building your coaching business, you might say, yeah, I'm closing really, really well. But when your business needs to start growing, and then you eventually need to have people alongside you, you're the one, like me, who has to teach my sales team what to do. And if you don't know how to do this, and then you start to increase your lead generation and start speaking to people that are less likely to know you and getting on a call, you actually need to know how to close people properly. And these 4 areas that you need to do better and early on in the call are why you're going to close more calls further down the line, as well as now. So for now, I hope you found this of help. Click the link in the description box if you're watching on YouTube. You can find out all the information there, or click the link in my bio on Instagram to find out how we can help you. Sales is a massive part of building a business. It's not just leads. It's not just book calls. It's how to build a business that's going to be here in 10 years' time. Are you the entrepreneur and the business owner that is able, with your current skills, to be able to get there?
That's what we help you with. Then we bolt on the marketing. Then we bolt on the sales, which gives you a business that's consistently going to grow year on year. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.